The Transport Minister, Chris Hazard, is proposing to extend the times of bus lanes on some of Belfast's busiest commuting routes. In a bid to develop, he says, a faster public transport route from west to east Belfast through the city centre as part of the Belfast Rapid Transit Scheme. We want your calls on this today. He wants a consultation. Let's give him one. Tell the Minister whether you support him or not. 0330 80 55 55. Earlier I spoke to the Infrastructure Minister, Chris Hazard.
Back in 2012, when the business case was put forward for the Belfast Rapid Transit System, it was based on the idea that they'd be operating on a 12-hour, 7-to-7 bus lane operation. Now, this was accepted by the executive of the committee, and indeed anybody who was engaging in this process realises that, you know, I think to avoid confusion and to maximise compliance and the fact that these vehicles will be operating, you know, every 7 minutes during the day, it's essential that the vehicles have the highest degree of priority in and out of this city. So that's why we're moving forward with this.
So you're going to extend them from what to what time?
7 to 7.
And they're currently?
Well, currently they would be on peak hours only, so 7:30 to 9:30, 3:30 to 6:30 in the evenings. So this is extended out to the 12-hour period, 7 to 7. And say, I actually think when you go 7 to 7, that does, to a certain extent, avoid confusion and helps to maximise compliance.
How much traffic congestion is there in the road at 7 a.m. in the morning?
Well, it's, you know, we see, if you can see every day, I've been down to traffic control centre time at Belfast, traffic does start to build up in the city.
At 7 a.m.?
From 7 o'clock onwards in the morning, if, you know, the traffic control centre, you can see some of our main arterial routes in there, the city starts to get fairly busy.
Give me one road, Minister, which is congested at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Well, from that period, you know, 7:30 is the time we're talking about.
No, you're not talking 7:30, you're talking 7 a.m. Name one road which is congested at 7 a.m.
I think if you look at all of our main arterial routes in and out of the city, the motorways in and out, I think if you look at the Lisburn Road, the Ormer Road...
Well, there's not going to be bus lanes in the motorways.
Well, there will be bus lanes in the motorways in and out for bus access, and we know that. But the congestion is a serious problem. You know, many of shows, your show, plenty of shows talk about congestion over the last number of years.
Sure.
Has been building in Belfast, and I think this 12-hour period from 7 to 7, and of course many of our urban clearways are into the
But to come back to the question, can you name me one road which is congested at 7 a.m?
I would say there are many roads in and out of
Can you name
city.
One?
I just named the number of roads in and out of our city.
Sorry, I missed that. Just name one again, please.
I would say that many of our main arterial routes, including the Ormer Road, Norge Road, Lisburn Road, Antrim Road, M1, M2, M3, all the congestion in them roads over the last number of years have all started to build.
The Ormer Road and the Lisburn Road is congested at 7 a.m. That's what you're saying.
If you listen carefully to what I'm saying, 7 a.m. when you see people coming in and out of our city, the congestion starts to build from them. And we have to have a situation where, you know, we can't have parked vehicles, we can't have the likes of obstructions to this. You know, say this is £100 million.
No, parked vehicles has nothing to do with it, because that's what WL lines are for, and that's what a clearway is for.
Yes.
This is about banning motorists from certain lanes in a road. So actually, parked cars has nothing to do with this, Minister. So if you're if you're banning motorists from a lane in the road at 7 a.m. in the morning, I'm asking you, what roads are congested to warrant this at 7 a.m?
Congestion starts to build, Stephen, from 7 a.m. onwards in various parts of
the city. What does start to build mean? Does that mean a couple of cars on the road?
Well, it starts to build, and we know that.
What's the threshold for banning motorists?
This isn't about banning motorists.
Yes, it is. It's about banning motorists. It's precisely about banning motorists from a lane in the road from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. It's precisely that.
This is about moving people in and out of our city in the most efficient and effective ways possible. We know that congestion starts to build into our city from 7 a.m. onwards.
But what does start to build mean? This is the language is important here. Do you define start to build as two cars driving along a road?
When it starts to build up, when we start to see congestion levels increase, you know, we know that. We know there's ebbs and flow of congestion. I think anybody who travels in and out of our city on a daily basis will understand that in the morning, in the peak times, from 7 to approximately 9:30, we see the congestion starting to build. There'll be ebbs and flows.
No, but start, you keep on saying starting to build, but what assessment has been done here?
Even, some mornings maybe it's 7:15, some mornings it's maybe 7:30, some mornings maybe 7:05. I think, you know, the best and most responsible way to say, okay, let's have a system. We can't change it every day from 7.
Sure, no, I get that, Minister, but the purpose of my questioning is to try to understand from you if this hasn't been just some type of blanket decision without proper research. And so that's why I'm asking you, not when is congestion starting to build, because you know that you won't even define that for us when I say is it two cars. I'm asking you, what threshold are you using? Numbers of cars on the road so that the traffic is such that you want to free it up for public transport? Are you seriously saying that congestion is such a problem at 7 a.m. in the morning that you need to ban cars from one lane in a road?
You touched on an important point there, Stephen. You and I, neither of us, are transport experts. There are transport experts who put together the business case for the Belfast Rapid Transit, a business case that was accepted by the executive, the committee, and accepted by those people going forward. It was a £100 million scheme for rapid vehicles in and out of our city. It's going to be a massive contribution to public transport.
And without any slight on those...
Those are the people who have come up with this scheme.
Minister, without any slight on those experts, you will understand why I am asking a minister what their understanding is. We know all too well what has happened in other areas of Northern Ireland when ministers have relied on experts and haven't understood what's actually happening themselves. So therefore, are you telling me that you know that there is significant congestion on the roads at 7 a.m. in the morning, and you've named the Lisburn Road and the Ormo Road to such an extent that a motorist needs to stay off a bus lane that you're now creating at 7 a.m. in the morning?
Well, I go back to the visitor use. We know you listen to the travel updates as provided by your own show, by the BBC, on a daily basis. From 7 to approximately 9, half 9, every single morning, congestion starts to build.
You won't actually say the congestion is there, will you?
We know congestion is there.
Is congestion on those roads, is there significant congestion on the Ormo Road, the Lisburn Road, at 7 a.m.?
It starts to build.
You keep saying starting to build. We start to wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning, and you don't get up out of bed until 8.
You understand the concept of a peak period of travel. We understand. Everybody, I think, commuters in and out will understand the idea of a morning peak and an afternoon peak. You can't say that there is a maximum congestion at a certain time. It builds in and out of the city at different times, and we have to reflect that. We can't have, and callers have,
Here's what our program's going to do, just for your knowledge.
Just let me finish this point. We know the callers call in out of this time talking about confusion because bus lanes start at different times and they want to have a fixed, period of time.
But this is a dramatic change, Minister. This is a dramatic change. This is going from what it currently is, which is 7:30 to 9:30 and a period in the peak tea time period, correct? Do you know the time of the peak tea time? I genuinely don't.
3:30 to 6:30.
Right. So this is a significant extension of banning motorists from parts of the road.
Yes.
What I'm asking you is, has there been extensive research done to show when congestion is to such an extent that the motorist needs to be excluded from the road?
Yes, the outline business case in 2012 recommended that the BRT, and remember, this is not all bus lanes, this is simply the bus lanes for the Belfast Rapid Transit. The £100 million project is coming into place in 2018. It recommended that the bus lane should operate from 7 to 7. That was part of that business case that was put together. And that is experts in this field, and that is what they bring forward. I think it brings the clarity that people are looking. And remember, I am launching two phases of consultation. The first is an informal phase of consultation to talk to those people along the routes, the traders, the community, the stakeholders, to say, how will this affect your life? How will this affect your business? And let's do it. And then we will build proposals around those.
What do you mean? And let's do it.
And then the next phase will be, and the next phase, because this is about putting proposals together for the next phase. So, for example, it may be about looking at exemptions into these 12-hour windows to look at the operating hours, the potential exemption around loading and unloading windows and drop-off and drop-off.
But what do you say to the ordinary motorist this morning who, and I get it, look, you know, a government initiative to improve public transport and help the environment, I get all of that. But to the ordinary motorist who thinks, do you know what, give us a break here. You know, we're out working, we're in our private car, let us drive in the road, for goodness sake. What do you say to them?
And absolutely, I support their desire and their ability and their entitlement to drive in the road. But remember this, Stephen, and you rarely hear this said on radio shows and in the media, nearly 40% of householders in Belfast do not have access to a private car. They rely on public transport to get their employment, for leisure and for shopping. But we rarely hear about their rights.
Yeah, but more than half do then. 60% by your...
Yes, but we know. So they do not have access to a private car. Secondly, and this is the second point, we know from government surveys in the last number of years that more than half of the people coming in and out of the city every single day do so not in a private car. We need to reflect that, give those people their rights and entitlement on and the public space of the road, but also to try and to facilitate and encourage increasing growth. And that's what we're trying to do.
And will this be 7 days a week?
This is about 5 days a week. 6 days a week, Monday to Saturday inclusive. And the message is very, very clear here. We need to get to a place...
Are you telling me there's congestion at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning on the Ormond Road and the Lisburn Road, Minister?
Well, again, think about it. So, a lot of these roads...
7 a.m. on a Saturday morning, there's congestion.
Think about what you're saying, Stephen. A lot of these roads are two lanes, so if there's very little traffic, there will be no traffic constructing traffic flow in one of the lanes anyway. So it becomes a mute point.
It's not a mute point. If you're banning the motorist on a Saturday morning at 7 a.m, I'm asking you to justify it.
Again, this is providing the level of priority to BRT vehicles to be able to reliably move at high frequency. We can't bring a £100 million rapid transit system. It's like if you went into Dublin in the Lewis Line and had cars driving across the Lewis Line, it wouldn't be acceptable. It's not acceptable to be able to have blockages and obstructions.
Okay, all right.
There's a £100 million rapid transit system in Belfast.
Minister, thank you very much indeed.